It is time to bring in a ray of sunshine, maybe, on this rainy morning. It is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, joins us on a Tuesday morning. And, of course, he is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics. He brings over 40 years of experience to these subjects and more. And when we get into it, between Joe, Jim, and I, just remember that the opinions you hear are those of us and don't necessarily represent the underwriters, the volunteers, or anybody else associated with Tri-State Public Communications, Robinhood Radio, and CATV6, and the Robinhood Radio Network. And it's time to get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring them in. Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let's start with to you, Jill, and to you, young Marshall, and all those out there in Robinhood Radio. And I bring you a ray of sunshine because, remember, eventually all things pass and things do get better. For those of us who can agree on one thing, the Giants won, which is very key, very key. For those who can't, the Pats lost, and Big Ben at Pittsburgh, great game last night. I'm going to give a few quick snippets generally and a few things specifically to individuals and their finances. And then we can get in to Jill and Marshall, particularly Jill, you know, taking me a few rounds. You know, she loves me dearly, but she kind of really likes to tweak me a little bit. Anyhow, Jill, some highlights. The 10-year bond, that's a U.S. government bond, is back to a 3.10 yield. The high yield for the year was a 3.11. This is key because mortgage rates are set against it. I do suggest if you are on the cusp of getting a mortgage, you get it quickly. Also, you should have, and I can't believe anybody doesn't, have a real estate lawyer vetting your contract because, as been pointed out to me, there's been a fair amount of hacking or some hacking, like of 10,000 people, who basically have gotten bilked out of money because someone or some people have hacked into their real estate company's website. We mentioned some time ago Facebook as being, we felt vulnerable as a stock. It went down 10 or 20 points, up 20 points, and now it's on its way down. For those of you who still own it, and I'm certain many do, and many probably have a good profit, I suggest you look at taking money out. The two founders of Instagram, which Facebook paid about $1 billion for their company, and it's been a very successful purchase, they're leaving and apparently having trouble with Zuckerberg. I got cool on Facebook when I saw Zuckerberg basically testify before Congress in not the most straightforward way. Also, in terms of the market generally, please be advised that an awful lot of the volume coming into the market, newly created by the ability of corporations more and more to bring money back and buy their own stock, and also the advantage given them by the recent tax legislation that makes it very amenable for them to buy back stock. So we've noted that in the last quarter or so, a lot of money, billions, have been taken out of stock funds. And actually, a lot added to bond funds. So beware as you look at investing that a lot of this volume is going to be short-lived, and it's not based on the long-term reference by somebody. Lastly, but not leastly, on the markets for a moment, we have something going on now. It's in the UN. That goes something like this. We, for some reason, backed out of the Iran agreement, which Obama had done basically to buy us some time on Iran developing its nuclear capacity. And the current administration basically left it, canceled its participation in the deal. The other five major countries are in the deal. But of import is that we now read that the European Union are working out a deal with Iran whereby they will circumvent the sanctions put on Iran by the U.S., flying in the face of the current administration's policy. Keeping with the foreign theme for a minute, the current administration is out talking up North Korea, another meeting. I don't know who's going to out-eat each other. Is it Kim or Trump? But these meetings are getting nowhere, and the announcement of them are used to basically distract us from the more important things, like the investigation of the Russians' involvement in our politics and our election. So be aware that, as we've seen, the North Korean thing has been bandied about, and it's taken the markets up and down. It's going to continue to be a distraction. Probably most importantly to most Americans is the fact that many, many millions of Americans can hardly make ends meet living day to day. This is in a country where we've just given an enormous tax break to the billionaires, millionaires of the country, where we are currently looking to, I doubt that some of this is going to succeed, but there's a philosophy of cutting back on entitlements, be it Medicaid, Medicare, health care, all policies devised to hurt, and I mean hurt. I really believe this current administration, consciously or unconsciously, wants to hurt people. And now, before we turn it over to the wisdom folks, we have to focus on a thing called the deep state, the dark state. We'll call it the deep state, which the current administration has ballyhooed that there's this segment of the federal government that is working against us. Well, up until this administration came to power, it looks like it was working for us. These are simply the people who work in the federal government doing all of the paperwork and the policies and the investigation. They're helping us. They're not hurting us. But as I found this President Trump, he has a way of saying things which really mean the opposite. And the deep state really is the deep state of the wealthy people in this country. Not all of them, please, but you know, many, many who have bound themselves together to finance the campaigns of people who are really operating only on the behest of major corporations and wealthy individuals. That's your deep state. Your deep state. Also, President Trump has, over the years, gotten into everybody's a liar. Well, he has now told over 5,000 lies. That's been well documented. Remember lying Ted, lying Hillary. Also, they've been crooked Hillary. Well, who's more crooked than Donald Trump with his five bankruptcies and basically is trying to take away health care, basically expanding his own wealth and that of his family through these hotels that he uses and gets money from foreign powers. And lastly, there was a very interesting development this past week. An Arizona family, very large family, 6 of the 10 children came out against their brother, who's a Republican currently out there, and they're going for the Democrat. And the reason they're doing it is because they want health care for everybody. They want clean water. They want things for normal, natural citizens, not the people who have the money and who are pulling the strings. And double lastly, Fahrenheit 11, a new film by a documentary by Michael Moore. It's a must-see. If you're among the general populace, you must see it. Anyhow, I turn it over to the people who know best, Jill and Marshall.
I don't know about people who know best. I mean, I happen to be a fan of Michael Moore, and a lot of people are, but there's a lot of people that aren't. I can't wait to see that movie. But something was came out this morning on Axios, and it really is a true statement. I'm going to read it here, Jim, because people should really think about this. The title of the article was Democracy Has Gone Off the Rails. And here's how it goes. Forget your personal political views for 1 minute. It's hard to argue politics. White House politics, congressional politics, now Supreme Court politics. Hasn't gone crazy. It's off the rails. You have virtually the entire Democratic Party believing the Republican nominee for the Supreme Court is a sexual predator. You have virtually the entire Republican Party believing two women are making up that they were victims of an attempted rape or sexual humiliation, or confused about who actually did it. You have the White House putting Brett Kavanaugh on Fox News to proclaim his innocence in what apparently is the first TV interview of a Supreme Court nominee. You have needlessly him explaining in the interview that he was a virgin in high school and for many years thereafter, when none of the allegations involved intercourse. You have the same lawyer who outed the president's cover-up of a sexual relationship with a porn star, Michael Avenatti, now threatening to prove Kavanaugh was involved in a gang rape. What's next? A public hearing to air all of this for a panel of partisans on Thursday. Be smart. Democracy is now not just messy, it's dirty and getting dirtier. And that is so true.
But what's really interesting, there, in my view, that was Mikey Allen and Axios. And Axios had, they got, for, let's just say they got, I don't know, they used to say, they got into a little bit of difficulty yesterday with the they bit on the DOJ statement way too early, but they are good. They are owned by some of the best, and the most important thing here is that people. Marshall, you look like you want to say something.
No, I'm just waiting for your finish. So.
It's that recently. They had basically a piece that talked about how many people identified as independents. And you've got essentially 25% Republican, 25% Democrat, and it's something like 45% independent. And what is absolutely fascinating is I am, you know, I'm a media a monitor, the bad kind. And what I just these people have lost the room.
It's
well, they've lost the just like you know when you're a comic you're doing stand up and it's people are shuffling and
it's not the fact that they lost the room, it's that and they've never had it. Someone Jimmy Buff, a friend of mine, commented on this article, and he's right. It's not just different politics nowadays. There's a different morality out there in Jim, and you can see it. And there's a different morality, and I'm not saying it's good or bad.
I would say we can thank Lee Atwater.
But there's a different morality in the public. There's a different morality in the Congress, in the Senate, in the White House. It's everything is turned around 180 degrees, and there are no limits. And it used to be the Supreme Court was the one place, and the Department of Justice, too, because J. Edgar Hoover didn't let anybody get involved in it. But really, the Supreme Court was the last bastion that was free of politics. And as American citizens, we now see that due to Democrats and Republicans wrangling and not speaking to one another, the Supreme Court is now a heavily political position.
But to that point, just in general, when you take Dirty Tricks and you marry it to social media, you know, what do you think is going to happen?
So you know, we live in a different society, Jim, and the bad thing about it is it literally, even though it didn't, it took years to develop, it seems like the switch was flipped overnight. And
it wasn't, because first,
I'm saying it wasn't, but I'm just saying it seems like it was. You know, it's just unbelievable.
And so going back to your Instagram thing, well, go on. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, could I just make a comment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Marshall, thank you so much for reading that regarding our democracy. It's frustrating to all of us who, you know, love the country, think the country does the best it can, and have been around long enough to know that there have been times where both parties have come together. In fact, there was a time where most of the time the parties were coming together after discussion, after, you know, you hear this term mark up a bill and this, that, and the other thing. Well, that's where people say, hey, let's do this instead of that from one side to another. We don't have that, but I think it's key to understand we have had it, and we have had it more regularly than we even realize. So that it's something we could get back to, which could get us back on track. Am I optimistic? I'm just pointing it out that it was a reality at some point. I have no comment, plus or minus. If you want me to be plus, I'm always on the plus side.
But I would also add to that, Jim, and I don't know what our time frame is like.
We have about 2.5 minutes.
All right, I would just like to add that if I had kids that I had to send out into the world, I would make them go to law school. No,
I'm laughing because I've had that on my mind. Go ahead.
No, simply because there aren't cameras there yet, so no one's playing, you know, you're playing to the sketch artist. And that is where there's still, there's a dance, there's, those lines have not changed, and there's a lot, you know, because you lose the focus when you're watching TV. But that's what I would do with my kids, end of story. Or, you know, or med school. But it's like law school, because that's, you got to learn to argue. You got to learn how to make the system work for you. That's why there are laws. Everyone else can just, never mind, I'm not allowed to say
it. All right, so we have a minute left for you to wrap up here, Jim.
Is that, that sounds like too much time for me. You know, I hardly have a few words to say. Well, anyhow. The real key is that in this Kavanaugh situation, basically, we need to get down and have somebody like the FBI look at this thing and clear it up. I don't know. The horse is long out of the barn.
Yeah.
But let's get back to something else, kids. And educating kids, we have to learn. And law school would be a good place, but, you know, there are other courses. We must help children in their schooling to learn how to think. To learn how to think in terms of what is really logical, right, what is appropriate. And the second thing, they must learn their Constitution and how this government works. They must, lastly, appreciate and have great gratitude for where they were born and all of the freedoms they enjoy. Those freedoms are being threatened. None of us are expert enough to know how to ensure them at this point. But paying attention is the first part, education the second, and finally, voting. Voting, voting, voting. If you don't vote in this next election and we have any kind of debacle, you're responsible for it. You're responsible in your own head. That, not that you couldn't solve it, but psychologically you had an opportunity to do something. So do something. Anyhow, I love you all. You have a good week. Go Giants.
That's it.
I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Jake.
Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.